yeah. Hour three of Rosie on the house. Good morning, Arizona homeowners.
Ow!
Turning the temperature up. Going to get warm this weekend. You staying home, trying to get some projects done? Want to talk and visit about tricks of the trade? Favorite brand names of power tools to help you get the job done right? There's nothing like the right tool for the right job. I'm Rosie Romero. Relocated to Phoenix, Arizona in 1965. Been building and remodeling homes all over the great state ever since I got a driver's license in 1972. And my son Romy's been with us on my side, working beside me for 20 years. He's here, so Rosie and Romy. We've got my wife, sweet Jennifer, on the phones. If you'd like to get in and ask a question about home remodeling or improvement, you give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. And we have our board operator and broadcast engineer, Mike Reese. He's a little distracted today. He's getting like all wound up over this mighty, mighty Jackrabbit game coming up this afternoon.
It's a three-hour broadcast. The first, we start off at 8 o'clock talking landscape gardening. We bring in all kinds of different guests from all over the state and all different areas of expertise. We had John J. Harper as well as the Arizona Farm Bureau's in. 9 o'clock is our open line hour. We talk about anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And 10 o'clock is our topic about the house, home, castle, or cabin, either inside or out, but something physically on. And today we're talking cabinets.
Cabinets. We like to drill down deep in the 10 o'clock hour on one particular topic. And if you'll listen all year long, you'll become an absolute building, remodeling, home improvement expert because we bring the experts into the studio to visit with you. And today I have a confidant that I've trusted and relied on for in excess of 15 years. Her name is Ann Lyon. She is our designated Rosie on the House certified cabinet designer for kitchens and baths. Miss Ann, thank you so much for joining us this particular Saturday morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Rosie. Good morning, Romy.
And Hannah tells me we're carving into y'all shopping time.
You are. I have my niece here, Hannah, from Florence, and we're off shopping after the show.
And you're off shopping after the show. All right. Well, thanks for allowing us to steal a little bit of your time.
Y'all like Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop.
That's it.
That's where you're going. That's what I thought.
She's 16, so that's where she wants to go.
That's right where she said the newest styles in camo. Huh? You know, one of the things I'm questioning and hit with and a bunch from homeowners and listeners, they may be getting some quotes or some estimates or doing some shopping themselves and been to an appliance store or two, and they're trying to formulate this idea, okay, I've got a dated kitchen or I've got a dated bathroom, I need to do something there. And they start putting the individual component prices together, and they're building, almost subconsciously, they're building this budget in their head about what this project should cost. And when people ask me, what should a kitchen remodel cost, I tell them, look, my kitchen isn't a particularly big kitchen, and I did all the work myself, except for the electrical. I did hire an electrician to come in and modify all my circuits. I did everything myself. And I spent almost $40,000.
Absolutely.
And it isn't a luxury kitchen. It's a nice, functional kitchen. But by the time you put cabinets in there, what people do is they go to the big box store maybe and they get an estimate for cabinets. Oh, well, it looks like my cabinets are going to run $7,500. And then they say, well, I certainly ought to be able to do the countertops, the flooring, the appliances for another $5,000 or $6,000. I can get this job done for $15,000.
They're also looking at the big box store where they show the 10x10 for, the $5,000, which is very misleading.
In what way?
Well, first of all, the 10x10, you're not taking into account, you have a lot of appliances in there, so you have very few cabinetry in there. You don't have, your drawer banks. It's not realistic to your home.
Well, let's talk about anybody that might be interested. Let's start. We'll cover everything. We'll cover every room today, but let's start in the kitchen. Because I think kitchens and baths probably are driving the great majority of the remodeling market right now. People that wanted to remodel their kitchen in 07 or 08 froze.
Yes. Held off. Yes.
Didn't do a thing. Maybe got some spray paint and painted the cabinets.
Yes.
And now they're deciding, okay, let's dive in and let's get that kitchen that we're really looking at. Our home equity is back in a going in the right direction, and work seems to be secure again, and let's get this remodel done. I tell people, generally speaking, if you're going to do a kitchen remodel, go to your cabinet designer first and pick your cabinet.
Absolutely.
Whatever you spend on cabinets is going to be about 1/4 the total project.
Probably between 25 and 35% of the project, yes.
So if you're going to spend $7,500, which is easy to do on a mid-sized kitchen in a good cabinet.
Very easy.
Now, in the trades, there's a joke that some cabinets come delivered to the job in cardboard boxes.
Yes.
And you have to very carefully open the cardboard box, very carefully, take the cabinet out, put the cabinet in the dumpster, and install the cardboard box. There are brands that you would almost do that with.
You have to really do a lot of research or have a lot of trust in your cabinet designer to educate you on what you're buying. So often you are not comparing apples to apples.
Well, let's start at the very intro line of cabinets. And I'm not an expert on it, but I would think that would be some kind of knockdown kit that would come delivered flat in boxes that the homeowner themselves would assemble and install.
Yes, that is correct.
Then you go ahead.
You're putting those together, and then you're putting them on the wall.
They're generally a cam lock type apparatus.
And you may have put them in your garage at one point or another. Gone to the big box store, picked them up, put them in your garage.
Yeah. And then they're generally particle board.
Yes.
Okay. We can talk about that as opposed to maybe should you upgrade. The next level up would be an assembled particle board cabinet.
Yes.
The next level up from that would be a plywood pre-assembled cabinet. And then you get into the different lines that actually offer you more variety.
Yes.
In the finishes and in the features. Let's talk about plywood versus particle board.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So often I get asked, do I need to upgrade to plywood? And there are so many. Mostly it's the men that think that I have to have a plywood all box. Exactly, Romy. And I tell the homeowners that, you know, obviously plywood is going to be better than particle board. But if you go on vacation and you have a flood in your house, I have seen so many plywood boxes that are destroyed, mm-hmm. and if the water's sitting there for a week, you're going to need new cabinets just as much as you need particle board if you had particle board cabinets. So why do you want the particle board? And I have done a lot of kitchens where I've done just the sink base cabinets in
plywood
and the rest to save money.
There's an option.
So we do that quite a bit.
And you know, I like certifying everything.
Yes.
Rosie certified everything. The new Rosie certified vanity cabinets or kitchen sink cabinets are all going to come with a galvanized pan.
Yes.
With a sloped floor on it. Should you ever get a leak, it makes its way out to the floor and you know it.
And there are a lot of cabinet companies that are doing their sink-based cabinets with those. Their vanity cabinets like that. There are even liners you can purchase from a company called RevaShelf that you can install in an existing kitchen so that you can put that on the bottom and the sides of your cabinets.
In a Rosie-certified kitchen or bath installation, that's going to be a standard product.
That's great.
You've got to do something. Because
that will hold the water.
Those little leaks back there on the faucet or, you know, the ones that have really become notorious on this are when we went in the kitchen sink and we started making that faucet a retrievable hose handheld. Those have they're notorious for developing a leak, and you don't see it because they're back behind the RO system.
Right.
They're back behind the stacks of dishwasher soap. They're back behind the first indication you get is you reach back there for the roll of paper towels and it's saturated.
Right. And back to the plywood, the other thing that I would suggest for homeowners is to make any exposed end a plywood finish, because then you're getting a nice solid wood look and it's not going to fade if the sun hits it, et cetera, throughout the years that it's installed.
Yeah.
Because if you do a particle board with a laminate end, it's not going to hold up Okay. It's going to start changing color. So those are the most important plywood
applications.
Yes.
Outside panels. And wet area vanities.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The rest of the places you think you can, if budget's tight, you could go with the particle board.
Absolutely.
Well, we've been using particle board in furniture forever.
Right.
What's the difference?
There is none. Throughout the years, we've always, when people are building new houses, and I've done a lot of new houses where cabinets are the first piece of furniture. I've told many, many homeowners, cabinets are the first piece of furniture we're putting in that house.
Okay.
There is no difference.
Now, when you meet a new homeowner considering a kitchen remodel, what do you want them to pick first? The countertop, the floor covering, the appliances, the cabinets? What's the first step?
Throughout the years, I have found that it's much easier if they pick the cabinet finish first. Door style is important, but the finish with cabinetry is so hard to pinpoint. I've had homeowners come up to me with a piece of tile and say, I found this tile. I'm in love with it. This is what I want to design my entire kitchen around. They come in with that, and we can't find a finish on a cabinetry to go well with it. And so we are redoing everything once they find a finish on a cabinet, and then we have to pick a new tile. So I'd like to find the cabinet finish first. Then we take that door, and we go to the tile place. We go to the granite or the countertop place, mm-hmm. and we design everything around that cabinet.
It doesn't help that some cabinet companies have as many as 6,000 finishes. It really doesn't help us very much, does it, when we're trying to narrow things down?
But it's also important to know that when you look at a cabinet finish in a design center, you need to take that home because it could look totally different in your house, in the light in your house.
It will look totally different.
Will, yes.
And it'll look totally different in different times of the day.
Yes, it will.
Live with that set in different angles.
Absolutely.
Morning, noon, and night. We're talking cabinets with Ann Lyons. We've got Ron, John, and Gordon all on hold. We'll get to their calls right after this short break. It's Rosie on the House.